Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Revelation chapter number 4. We begin a new section here, and we've been anticipating this. I've enjoyed our study over the past couple months to study the seven churches of Asia. And now we get into a different section, and I believe it's yet future. We'll talk about that in just a minute, but quickly, by the way, review those seven churches. There was Ephesus, that first church, and it was a careless church. The church at Pergamos, it was a compromising church. The church at Smyrna was that crown church. Thyatira was a corrupted church. Sardis was a carnal church. Philadelphia was a committed church. Then last week we looked at Laodicea, that Christless church. Literally they said, we don't need you. We can do this on our own. And God helped the churches that are in that position where they can do things on their own. I mentioned last week, I don't want to and I can't do things on our own. Even this church is anything done outside the leading and following the Holy Spirit is worthless. Well, we get to Revelation chapter 4, beginning of verse number 1. There's a turning point here, literally a turning point. From here on out till we get to Revelation 19, there is no mention at all of a church. That's just one of countless reasons, I believe, that we as believers will be taken out before the tribulation period at any moment. It's an imminent return. Again, as we look at these scriptures, there's a lot of good people, a lot of godly people, and a lot of good men who believe differently than we would believe about the return of Christ. We talk about his rapture translation. And, I'm not going to call no names, but at the same time, they have a lot of following. A lot of people follow. Some Baptist folk that actually went into their camp. They have. We are what we would call pre-trib folk. In other words, that we're going to be out of here before the tribulation period. I really believe that. Bible's so clear, and I'm going to give you some scripture in just a little bit in this morning lesson about that. Then there's folk who believe what's called the mid-trib folk, and that's folk who believe they're going to go halfway through the tribulation period. In other words, 3.5 years into the tribulation period. And then Jesus comes in the rapture translation of saints, and then they'll be taken up. Then there's some that are pre-wrath. In other words, even they get it closer to the revelation of Jesus Christ. They believe even to the seventh trumpet. Some would say pre-wrath, the blowing of the trumpets. Others would say is at the seventh trumpet, and when that last trump we read about in 1 Thessalonians about the last trump. Well, they think that last trump is the seventh trumpet, and they're definitely wrong on that one. We're going to be out way before that seventh trumpet. Anyway, and then there's some that would be post-trib. In other words, that Jesus would come at the end of the tribulation period, and that his revelation, it would be his coming. So there's different thoughts about the coming of the Lord. I just want you to know that my position, and you know this by now, my position is that Jesus could come at any moment. We call it an imminent return of Jesus Christ. And they try to pin this back to a fellow by the name of John Darby in the 1800s, people who disagree with me and other Bible teachers, they said, well, he's the one who started this. That's not so at all. The Apostle Paul believed in the imminent return of Jesus Christ because he said, we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. He was looking for the coming of Christ even in his day. And John the Apostle, who wrote this tremendous book of the Revelation, again, I don't want to get too deep in this because I'm going to get in chapter number 4. But it's so clear to me in Revelation chapter number 22, John, who saw these things, and we'll look at this in verse number 1, how he was caught up. and these things which must be hereafter, which is yet future to come. He saw all these things. He wrote them down. He saw the what we would call the rapture, the translation. He saw the tribulation period. He saw the seals that were open. He saw the trumpets that were blown. He saw the bowls, the vials of wrath, the seven that was poured out. He wrote it all down. He saw all these terrible things that came from the depths of hell, all the hell from heaven, and just the blood that went to the horse's bridle. He saw all this. He saw the millennial reign of Christ, yet future. He saw the new heavens and new earth. He wrote this down, New Jerusalem coming down. He saw all that. But it's amazing in Revelation chapter number 22, as he's closing that book, the next to last verse in the scripture, Jesus, it's three times, in that, and you've heard this before, but just to kind of just to pull it all together, and then we'll get in Revelation 4. John saw all this. And Jesus said three times, I come quickly, surely I come quickly, surely I come quickly. Three times he said that in Revelation chapter number 22. And at the end of the chapter, John, who saw all these things, he said, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Literally means even now. John was looking for the coming of Christ when he closed the book of the Revelation. No doubt about it. He was standing on his tippy toes of anticipation. Even so, come, oh, come. Lord Jesus, even now. He did not say, come Antichrist so that Jesus could come. We're never taught in Scripture to look for the Antichrist. Never, not once. But we're taught many times to look for the Christ. And if John would have thought that Jesus, if John would have known that Jesus would come during the tribulation period after the revealing of Antichrist, which a lot of people believe, then John, out of necessity, would have said, even so, come Antichrist so that Jesus could come. Are you following? He didn't. He said, even so, come, Lord Jesus. There's nothing hindering the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ today. He can come any moment. With that in mind, let's begin in Revelation chapter 4, verse number 1. John the Apostle writes, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show you these things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne. My eyes are, was, what is that? Is that, what is that? Was set in heaven, and one that sat on the throne. Man, I'm going to have to get a large print Bible. He that sat was to look upon, this, that's terrible. He that sat was to look upon like jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight, like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment. And they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunders and voices, thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fires burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Let me just interject right here. From here on out till the end of the book of Revelation, I counted the first few chapters from Revelation 4 on that this is a continual thought, because every verse begins with and, just about every verse. There are some that you interject, but after you get out of this chapter, every verse, and. Hope you catch this. With a thought, it's continual. There's no pause. With that in thought, with mine, verse number 6, and before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast was like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. Again, time won't allow me to get into this. I wish I could really spend time just on this. What are these things, these beasts in there? Matter of fact, I never forget, Daddy years ago said the reason God hasn't revealed this to us, that we'd seen these things, some of us would be scared to death to see what's in heaven.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. is our prayer.